Third quarter fiscal sales improved, as did comps. However, cost rose, debt rose, and the retailer recorded a loss just shy of $9 million. Third quarter sales were up 14%. Same store sales rose 15%. But so far, for fiscal year 2011, sales are up only 7%. Costs are up 6% fiscal year to date. Nonetheless, Zelle has a nine-month loss up 22% from a year ago at nearly $80 million. Inventory on April 30th was $756 million, up 9% from a year ago. Zelle added $76 million to its outstanding debt, which now stands at $375 million. Bank of America recently upgraded its view on shares of Zelle from neutral to buy, but also noted headwinds from the retailer's expensive debt and limited financial flexibility. Looking at the high-end jewelry market, retailer Richemont reported jewelry sales surged 29% to $5 billion during its fiscal year, and operating profits for the jewelry brands rose 43%. Overall, company sales rose 33%, and net profit was up 80%. Signet and Tiffany report results on May 26th. We'll have those for you on Diamonds.net. I will return with more news right after this message.
As a diamond supplier in the industry, you have thousands of stones that you need to sell quickly. With RAPNET, we can help you do that. We can give you the support, we give you the software, and we're here to walk you through it every step of the way. And in the end, we even have the buyers for you. So give us those stones and let's get them on the web.
With rough diamond production basically showing little if any growth, yet diamond jewelry demand from emerging markets on the upside, RBC Capital Markets retains a positive stance on investment fundamentals for rough producers. This was the conclusion out of RBC's fourth annual diamond conference in London this week. The outlook for rough diamond prices is strong and will benefit rough producers, of course. However, they must remain vigilant on controlling higher costs associated with costlier energy and labor charges moving forward. RBC predicts some diamond price consolidation in coming months, but the upward trend will resume again, particularly as polished prices move higher. The World Gold Council reported jewelry demand by value was up 34% in first quarter, and by weight, the figure was up only 7%, reflecting the impact of record prices for gold. Only Japan and Egypt saw gold jewelry declines by value, whereas demand jumped 40% in India, 51% in China, 31% in Dubai, and it was up 12% in the U.S. The World Gold Council expects continued strong demand for gold, especially from investors as economic uncertainty remains in the U.S. and Europe, and inflationary pressures rattle many economies. Here is a look at just how precious metals prices performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check Diamonds.net.